Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, May 13, 2020. Transportation Commission meeting, May 2020. The Transportation Commission met by teleconference on May 12, 2020. At the 9:30 a.m. informational meeting, the Commission discussed the following items. COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. The Department of Transportation, DOT, expects reductions in road use tax fund revenues to begin to impact the fund in June. The DOT has estimated that revenues could be reduced by up to 25% in each month that is impacted. The DOT also noted that traffic volumes have slowly increased since April 10. COVID-19 impact on operations. The DOT has not set a date to reoccupy the DOT headquarters in Ames. The majority of DOT staff is currently working in the field. Other items reviewed. The Commission also reviewed proposed changes to the Traffic Safety Improvement Program that are intended to streamline the approval process for research grants. The Commission was provided a preview of the Iowa Rest Area Management Plan, for which public copies will be available soon. Lastly, the Commission reviewed efforts to market and increase the accessibility of public transit systems. The Commission took the following actions at the 1:30 p.m. business meeting. Administrative rules. The Commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 Iowa Administrative Code, Chapter 410, Special Mobile Equipment, 761 Iowa Administrative Code, Chapter 524, For-Hire Intrastate Motor Carrier Authority, and 761 Iowa Administrative Code, Chapter 604, License Examination. RISE. Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, or RISE, is a program created in 1985 with the purpose of promoting economic development in Iowa through the establishment, construction, improvement, and maintenance of roads and streets. The Commission approved two RISE grants to local governments. Grants were approved to the following political subdivisions. Calhoun County, $261,000 in state grants for a $522,000 project that will assist in the construction of a new roadway to provide access to warehousing and industrial locations. Farley, $477,000 in grants to the city of Farley to construct a roadway to provide access to 41 acres of industrial development. Transportation Improvement Program, 2021 through 2025. The Commission was formally presented with the Transportation Improvement Program for 2021 through 2025. The Commission is expected to approve the program in June. A draft of the program and prior plans are available on the DOT website. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Adam Broich, Legislative Analyst 3 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-8223.